USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A camera is being allowed into a South Texas migrant facility. Border Patrol allowing a camera at the Donna facility on Tuesday, where they described how agents process unaccompanied illegal immigrant minor cases. One agent saying children can call home every 48 hours or so. People under the age of 18 seeking asylum in the United States are only supposed to be held a total of 72 hours, that number being far exceeded. The White House is criticizing the long-awaited COVID report from the World Health Organization. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the report on the origins of the pandemic lacks transparency.
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture.
The 123-page report also calls it extremely unlikely that the virus leaked from a lab. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.